Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick back at headquarters holding down the fort while Barry and I are here off of I-10 in Beaumont. At the Twin Peaks location, where there are plenty of scenic views, as well as good food, and yours truly, Barry, and of course, AJ and Fred and the Blitz coming up after us. We're broadcasting live all day today from Twin Peaks, and then tomorrow we're going to be at Pinkerton's in the Heights. So come on out and see us. If you're down in the 409, stop by today at Twin Peaks, and tomorrow stop out and see us at Pinkerton's Barbecue. Dwight Howard's little brother is here signing autographs, spinning the magic wheel. Promo crew is giving out lots of goodies. We got t-shirts, we got koozies, we got cups, we got some DVDs, got plenty of stuff for you loyal listeners.
What
like
are the
Lauren
DVDs
Pope.
What DVDs do we have?
I already threw one at you.
I know. I got, what is it, Fences and what, Dear White People? Oh, I think you brought that to the wrong city. America.
No, America.
All right.
So Rockets off till Friday.
Yep.
Again, we've already talked about the fact that it looks like they're comfortably in that three spot. Boy, James is getting a lot of run, too, on just doing what he said he was going to do, playing basketball games. This whole thing about rest has been, like, a huge topic all over in the NBA again this week. And it's just like, okay, it's not going anywhere. And no matter what letter the commissioner said, it's not going to stop it for this year. So just tolerate it, deal with it,
like,
and go on.
Like I said when we talked about it, there's no way they're going to find loopholes. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's they can spend all the time, effort, and money they want researching it. At the end of the day, these coaching staffs and the players, if they want it, they're going to figure out how to get their rest. So, I mean, I think what they're just trying to do is show the public that, hey, look, we're fighting for the better good of the sport, so don't worry.
But speaking of that, right, if you're Mike D'Antoni, okay, we've already talked, they're pretty much in the three spot. I would say it's close to a lock as it gets, okay? And James has already said he's not going to rest games. Do you at some point at least sit him down and start talking about reducing his minutes so that there isn't quite the wear and tear?
I would.
And do you think you get pushback from him where he says, I'm also in the middle of an MVP race. I need the minutes. I need to keep my stats, and that becomes an issue.
I mean, that could be an issue, but I think that's not the goal. I mean, I know it's probably one of his goals, especially if he has an incentive-laden contract where, you know, winning an MVP gives him some sort of bump or bonus.
So he's getting what he's getting. There's no bonuses. But you got to believe players know, and players follow their stats. And it's important. I mean, that's a once in – sometimes for some people, it's not like LeBron where every year you're in the discussion. Some people, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You don't know when it's going to come around again, and you know you'd love him, to get it, be an NBA MVP.
But for him, it's 2 and 3 years, so maybe that's part of how you can reason with him by, look, this isn't going to be the last time, but, you know, we're third in the Western Conference. Let's slow down and let's see if we can, you know, save some of what you're doing for the playoffs. Certainly it's worth the discussion because he has played a lot of minutes. And he takes a pounding, it seems like, most games. I mean, that dude is constantly, you know, getting beat up and knocked down, and he seems to stay healthy somehow, some way. He's tough as hell. But, I would certainly entertain it, especially if you don't think that the Jazz are catch you for that third spot. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, the smart decision is if you are, as a coach, as an organization, you legitimately have your eye on the prize. I think you've got to have a serious discussion with him about at least scaling back the minutes a little bit because you're right. He you know, the other night when he's guarding fours in the low post and he's trying to take Jokic on in the low post. I mean, that's a handful for anyone, but
that's
a guy
crazy.
His size and Mikhail always told me, look, his lower half, he doesn't like the weight room, but he's as strong as anybody on his team, and he had no problem putting James out there against fours in playoffs or otherwise, because he believed that he could hold his own from a, you know, standpoint of not giving up any position. But man, I just think you got to make sure he is your – he is the head of the snake, the straw that stirs the drink.
Yep.
You have got to make sure that he is healthy and 100% to carry your team in the playoffs. So I think you have to have that discussion about trying to scale back the minutes.
We got a really smooth pickup line in.
Okay.
Hey, girl, I don't put ketchup on my grilled cheese like Joel.
Did you notice the laugh that went with that?
Oh, that's so smooth. Look, that Lauren said that would work. That one would work on her. She would totally go for that. By the way, Lauren, which one is Joel over there? That's Joel? So that dude's name is Joel. So every time I say Joel, he gets confused.
He shouldn't, because Joel, he doesn't take shots at you daily like he does me. So anything if
I mean,
a,
I can.
If it's a negative, just assume that it's not you. If it's a positive, assume it is you. That's the easiest way to
poor
get through that.
Poor Joel. Yeah. Oh, poor Joel.
Hashtag thanks, Joel. That's yeah. one you can. That one works right there. Yeah.
This was the dirty one, though, for that text. They used the dirty hashtag from the stream.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. The Thursday-Friday stream day. Somebody else texted in that I guess we have, what is it, Dear White People is the name of the movie. They said, great movie for us with melanin. The guy from Everybody Hates Chris is the main character, and spoiler alert, he's gay. Is that? Did he just ruin the movie for me? No? Okay, so he didn't ruin the whole movie? Okay, all right.
And I'm a little concerned about...
That's kind of... Okay, I'm gonna get in trouble. I was gonna go down a path that we didn't need to go down, especially today, especially here.
Okay.
Maybe some other time. We'll.
I'm a little concerned about our loyal tweeter Richard.
I saw that, man.
I had to tweet him back. He's normally so critical.
Why? You missed it.
I did.
It was the first tweet. He said, "Richard." By the way, if you guys don't know, Richard is the one.
Oh, I did see it.
That
now.
Joel of all the tweeters hates the most.
I don't literally hate.
No,
him.
You
Nick
do.
And I are bothered
you've,
by him.
You've said as much to him. That you hated him.
I did not. I've never used that term.
Well, maybe it was off air. I don't remember.
Or maybe you're just fabricating again.
Or maybe I'm making it up. Whatever.
It's possible.
Whatever.
No.
But Richard said, I know Joel will be thrilled, but I start back in the oil field next week, so I won't be listening. To which, and he says he hopes our show, you know.
Continues to do well.
Yeah. Which, why won't you listen on the app?
I was just going to say, get the app and bring your phone along and you're golden.
Or just listen on the podcast later on. When your shift is over. By the way, guys, I have tweeted out the pictures of Yancey. I took three of them. So if you want to go to @BarryIsFunny, you can catch the pictures of Yancey. So
she also chews a mean stick of gum. Just want to let you know that. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And
look, now El Jefe has taken the AJ in the background and blown it up and made
yes,
it his
he
own
has.
Picture.
El Jefe has made you an official creeper.
Yeah.
AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
He's blown up just you in the back of the picture into a. That could be the new picture for your Twitter account.
Oh, that's a yeah. What were you doing right there? Oh, just taking a picture of some ass.
Checking the point spread of
you
a
know,
couple games tonight.
Just an ass pick.
No,
that's all.
Just checking the spread. That's all you were doing. You were
Joel,
checking the spread.
Joseph, I can't believe you said that.
Gambling, man. Sports gambling.
Oh, see? Okay. All right.
See what we did there? Yeah, see, now we got guys on the side going, yeah, I'm just checking spreads. Sure I am.
Nick, did you say we had a call, Nick?
No, I just got that audio ready.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. All right.
So, want to get right into that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I guess Nick Saban has not softened his ways in the offseason. Known to be more than a little salty, Barry.
So let's take a quick listen to Nick Saban.
Just
he goes
how
off
salty
on
he can get.
But I don't, philosophically, we're not, I don't know where you came up with, we're going to go to ball control. That's not what we do. I mean, New England Patriots threw the ball over 60-some percent of the time, which is more than we threw it. So where does that assumption come from? Or do you do what everybody else in the media does, just create some throw it on the wall and see what sticks, which is what I see happening everywhere.
Yeah, he's not a very happy man.
He's such a sweet guy.
We've talked
Nick
about
Saban.
This before. But
he's so gentle.
This is the guy that insists on having I believe it's like a 350-pound solid oak door in his office that has a garage door button on it. And when he brings one of his players into the office that he wants to yell at, he lets them get in the office, and then he hits the button under his desk so it slams and scares the bejesus out of him. And he figures like he's already got the upper hand on him, and then he starts yelling at him. He's a different dude, man.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, some people seem to be surprised by this. And I'm like, why would you? Like, why would you be surprised that Nick Saban is acting like an a-hole? That's nothing new. That's what this dude does. It would be like, oh, my God, did you see Bobby Knight through a chair? Yeah, that's what he does.
But my question is,
he's an angry man.
Does this man have fun in his life? Because it seems like this is
24. When he wins.
This is like, even still, when he wins, he doesn't want to smile. When the players hit him with Gatorade, you know, he tries to crack a dry smile while he's looking, like trying to figure out which players with what numbers did that to him so that they can run at practice the next day. He just, it's like the Belichick thing. They used to say the same thing about him. The only thing that humanized Bill Belichick ever was that two-part series on the NFL Network a couple years ago in A Football Life that showed him, like, golfing and riding, taking his wife on boat riding. You're like, wow, dude is human, because it just seems like he's a robot. No fun, always crotchety. Saban's the same way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't picture Nick Saban having fun, though. I can't see it. Like, I really think that dude doesn't enjoy anything.
Yeah,
if you can't enjoy winning and consistently winning.
Right. National championship level winning.
Unless it's just a grind, I don't know. That dude, nothing that he does like that surprises me, though.
Yeah, I could
not
see,
at all.
No matter what he does for fun, I could see him having fun, but looking at his watch going, I got to recruit, I got to call in 15 minutes, make this fast. Instead of like, he's in the middle of a massage, he's relaxed. No,
I
didn't have it.
I would love to see how he recruits, though. Like when he goes, because I'm sure he makes some visits. I would love to see how that – I mean, does he change his demeanor at all?
It would be interesting because he
would have to fake it like crazy.
He came here this year to
To Beaumont?
To Episcopal to recruit the kid, the lineman. And they saw him on campus, and everybody was like, well, there's Nick Saban. And I was very curious that question. Did you
I want to see how he is in the living room.
I would like to see his demeanor is out.
Yeah. I would like to see how he is when he meets the – you know, just visits somebody's house and goes into the living room and tries to recruit them and talk to the parents. I wonder if he's that same hard-ass Nick Saban, because I can't see he would do a good job of faking it.
Well, and I've told you this. When he was a coach in the NFL in Miami, he had a guy with him that was like his linchman. And he would walk down the hallways, and if someone in the office tried to say hi to him, the next day the linchman was at your desk with a letter that says, Coach Saban's way too busy to interact with people like you, so next time don't
do that. That's insane.
I mean, walking down a high school campus, and you got kids and everybody else running up to you, you know, trying to interact with you, and you're trying to get a kid to go to your school, you got to believe he can put on an act.
I'm going to start doing that at the station. I'm going to leave a note on Drew's desk that says, Barry is way too busy to interact with you, Drew. Please don't say hi to him anymore. He doesn't have time for you.
If you're bringing in food, Drew's cool with that. As long as you bring catering food, Drew is totally good with that.
I would never hate on Drew because he was my bodyguard at Revelry when
Gilbert
got drunk and acted a fool. I would never hate on Drew for that.
All right. Well, we're here at Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. Please come out and join us. The Falcon Fred Fowler is here, so that means that the entire Blitz is here waiting to take over for us. Tomorrow we're at Pinkerton's Barbecue in the Heights, but for today, if you want to get in on the show, please, 713-780-ESPN, where you can call us or text us or hit us up on Twitter. And we are, again, at Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. Give us a call, stop in and see us. Otherwise, regardless, we're ESPN 97.5. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a
one-night stand? Well, then. ESPN 97.5. If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dread. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Quick Nick back at the station. Barry and Joel from I-10 in Beaumont at Twin Peaks, where there are scenic views. There's a lot of good food. And with games coming tonight again in the NCAA tournament, a great spot to catch some food after work. Drop anchor, get yourself a good seat with plenty of TVs in this joint, and then stay for the duration. Watch some games. There's some good action tonight in the tournament again.
Yeah, there is. A couple things real quick. Chris and Rob here said they stopped me and gave me a couple pickup lines. One of them was, hey, do you want to go half on a bastard?
Jeez.
I really like that one. I really like that one. I forgot the other one already. I told him I would forget it because I have a terrible memory. But literally from that table to here, I forgot the other pickup line.
And you canned on me because I couldn't remember the pickup line with the sugar? Okay, yeah, touche,
yeah,
my friend.
It had something to do with special ed. I don't remember. It was something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
he's like, abort, abort.
He's and, giving you the Nick kill the caller sign.
And then I'm getting a message from Evan, and Evan is a little person. And Evan said his best pickup line is, have you ever been orally pleasured standing up?
Wow. There's a sales tool that not many people can go to.
Hey, you know?
And then Richard,
you never used that on a WNBA chick, Joel, when you were working in the Rockets?
What are you insinuating, Barry? No. Of course not.
I'm just saying you never went up to Swoops. That's it. Yo, Cheryl.
Now, I can't say what happened between point guards and centers around the league. I can just say that I wasn't a participant.
Oh, snap. Lesbian gossip. Let's hear it.
No.
I want to hear it now.
Of course you do.
But
what you want and what you get are always two different things.
Now I know what Cheryl Swoops feels like.
Because I don't think you ever will. But, okay. So Richard also, because this is going to be his last show for a while, decides to chime in. His pickup line, are you from Iraq? Because I like the way you Baghdad ass up. Oh,
I like the way you read it. You sounded like someone typed it into a text-to-speech
like
thing.
Like he used to read your liners.
Like, Baghdad ass up. You sound like when I try to do speech-to-text
or something. I just said
that,
yeah. Yeah. Like when you used to do your liners, and now you're all smooth with it.
When I used to do my liners, hello, Houston.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
We are happy to have you.
What do we got, Nick?
Our boy JJ's on hold.
Oh.
JJ, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
How's the one-handed driver? Are you in Beaumont?
No, I'll tell you what, I wish I was, because if I was, I'd have stopped in because I haven't got a chance to come in and see you guys, but I'm going to try to make your next remote. No, I'm up in Tyler working today. I'm actually
getting fights with any radio people?
Right.
Pretty good strip club up
go
in Tyler, by
today.
The way. Okay.
Yeah, Don't let it hit back.
In. Do what?
Don't let the ball hit back, baby. What's up?
Oh, I just hadn't talked to you guys in almost 2 weeks, and I kind of missed chatting with you, so I just called in because I had a few Twitters with Barry. I finished the second Chappelle show last night, and I'll tell you, Barry, the one in Austin's better than the other one. The one in Austin is incredible. That is a funny show.
It's really good. It's a little more laid back.
I was going to say, didn't you say the Austin one was kind of a laid back set?
The Austin one has a feel of, he's just up there doing some things. But that's the beauty of a good stand-up is they can make you feel like they're just making it up as they go. I actually liked the L.A. one better. I liked the dynamic of incorporating those O.J. stories in there. But both of them were, to borrow a phrase from my friend here, phenomenal.
I can't say it on the air. They'll just have to watch it. But that part where he got hit with a snowball and then ran into the mother at the police station and he was in the quandary of never having to decide the fate of young white men. And then what he asked the mom to do is one of the funniest things I ever heard, man.
Yeah.
If you have Netflix,
make sure you check it out. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, don't give it away for people that haven't seen it.
I just want to tell you, Barry, you were talking today about Chappelle and, about your comedy. And you know what? You're a very funny guy. You and Joel are hilarious. Nick throws his stuff in there. I love that show. But the next time you do a live show in Houston, I'm going to come watch you, man. I'll come check in, say hi to you, and I'll come see your show.
That's a bet, man. I'll be at Whatever Fest. So if you want to go out to Whatever Fest,
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. And Joel, you and I got to go play some golf soon. We got to get together, man.
Man, I'd love to get out there and swing the sticks, JJ. We'll work that out.
All right. You guys,
hey, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it. Be safe out there. All right, be safe driving around in Tyler. Don't get any fights with any radio guys.
Surprisingly good strip clubs in Tyler.
Is that right?
When I was a single man, I would never do that as a married man.
Of course not.
As a single man, I was traveling a lot, and I found that the two best cities, and I'm excluding Houston for various reasons, but I found overall the two best cities to travel to for strip clubs was Tyler and Corpus Christi.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Corpus.
Yeah, that's a fact. AJ goes to Ratchet Strip Club, so he has no idea.
Hey, we're not on the stream,
on the
kid.
Air.
Oh.
What are you doing, Nick? Did you have to dump that, Nick?
Oh boy.
Nick.
Yeah, I dumped it.
Okay, you dumped him?
Yes.
God. Just a little.
That's what a liquid lunch will do.
Yeah.
Every time.
AJ's
goodness,
drunk.
Can't take you anywhere.
Fred's going to be drunk. The blitz is going to be amazing. And it's not even on the stream only.
Oh, jeez.
What is he doing?
following Yancey?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness. We're still getting pickup lines.
NCAA back at it tonight, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That thing. That thing.
Who you got? Michigan, Oregon.
What, my bracket or no, I mean, logic?
I really
reasoning.
AJ and I were talking about this in the break. I really hope Oregon wins tonight too, just because Granato had his little sleeper under the radar was Michigan as a Final Four team. I need them to just fall down right now.
Well, I had Rhode Island and Louisville, so it doesn't matter as far as my bracket goes.
Pick,
yeah, Oregon, but I'm not confident.
I wasn't impressed with them the other night.
No. And Michigan is so hot right now, and you see this all the time where a team gets on a run and they have a little, you know, they get a little heat behind them. And a lot of times you don't see it carry over from a tournament, you know, the conference tournament,
right,
into this tournament. But it looks like it has, so it's not going to surprise me if they win. But I think if I had to, if you're making me pick, I'll pick Oregon.
Keep an eye on the kid from Michigan, the hip and cool is Mo Wagner. Spelled Wagner.
I thought it was Wagner.
But it's Moritz.
Oh, look at you.
Wagner. But, yeah, that kid can play a little bit. He's got some toughness, got some inside-out game. He's fun to watch. And then another game is West Virginia, Gonzaga. I know everybody's saying go Zags. We really want that one to come through for Gonzaga, right, Barry?
Uh-huh.
That's your Final Four team in West Virginia,
so that's
a big one for you tonight.
It is,
you're
man.
You're going to be glued to the TV watching that?
If West Virginia wins, I'm going to feel like a genius. So chances are I'm not going to feel like a genius.
We'll see.
I mean, how much of a chance do you give them of winning that game?
If they make
honestly,
their threes,
honestly,
if
though.
They make their threes, they can stay in. They got a shot.
Don't sugarcoat it for me.
No, I mean, look. Gonzaga, is a different team. I watched the Gonzaga-St. Mary's game, and that was closer than I thought that would be, although St. Mary's is no slouch.
Yeah.
But West Virginia, in order to be in the game, has got to make outside shots.
I need to look up the odds. I need to look up the what does Vegas say. Because that'll probably be the best judge of what's really going to happen.
Shout out to my man
to check that.
Juan from Aquatech, by the way, who said, Barry's right, Corpus Christi has some bad-ass strip clubs.
Told you, AJ. Told you, man.
You know what? That's because Juan also has a van.
Wait a minute. What?
I'm dead. I'm just throwing some facts into the entire equation.
Well.
All right. We're here at Twin Peaks. I-10 in Beaumont. Stop on and see us if you want to join the show. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. At Barry is funny. At the producer Nick back at the studio. And, of course, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are ESPN 97.5.
Facing the hard life without no fear. Just see and know that you really care. Cause any obstacle come, you well prepared.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yo, let's rodeo, Houston. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is hosting Blink 182 today for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com. So that you can go watch and listen to Blink 182, including this song, Parking Lot.
One of your favorites.
Love this song. It's in the rotation.
It's on my jams list. One of those that I see you dancing to in the studio.
Yeah, it's on my jams list. I have a playlist that's jams.
With a Z.
No, that's for the hip hop jams.
Oh, of course
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, jams with an S. So somebody was screaming at me via text that I haven't tweeted out the pictures of Yancey yet.
Yeah, you have.
And that would be false, sir or ma'am. You know, I'm not here to judge.
Were they really all caps?
Yeah,
screaming at you?
No, but okay. They were like, you had one job to do, Barry. So it's out there. Just go follow me on Twitter, at Barry is funny. The pictures of Yancey and AJ have been posted.
Okay, so speaking of following, AJ's been doing a lot of that today.
Yes. And I got to get Yancey back over here. I mean, we'll do it off air, but I am 10.40 Zay on Twitter was like, yo, tell Yancey to follow me. So we're going to see if Yancey, she's going to judge him based off of his profile picture if she'll follow him
now,
or not.
Now, she was cool with, did you tag her?
No, I didn't tag her. I wouldn't do that.
She was cool. She said she was going to
No,
Twitter
she
him.
Said no. She wouldn't
want
that
done.
Oh, she
changed
done,
her mind
yeah.
on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. I saw this, and I don't want to say that I thought of you.
Okay.
But I saw this story. I don't know if you saw it or not. Spokane school officials have suspended their high school football coach, Jim Sharkey. Want to know why?
Yes, I do. Or otherwise, this would be pointless.
Yeah, he was at a leadership camp last summer. And he also teaches fitness and leadership at the school. But he happened to be the guy with the tongs at the barbecue. And as he was barbecuing, he thought it would be a really good idea that he would expose his inside a hot dog bun and turn
his
and say,
say
you
it.
Think that's a big dog? Take a look at this.
So Coach, what's his name?
Sharkey.
Coach Sharkey put his penis in a hot dog bun and thought that would be okay at a high school function.
Decided the tail fin was public knowledge. Just decided to put it all on display.
Well, he had to have been drunk, right? Or proud.
At a school-sponsored function for leadership.
Well, he was leading by example.
Evidently so.
I don't know. That's one, you got to be, what's the right way to put this? Well, you got to be packing if you're going to put it in a hot dog bun.
Let's be real. He referred to himself as Big Dog.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to fill up a fourth of a hot dog bun and be like, hey, check it out. Like, no one's doing that. No one is doing that. If you can't get to the end of the bun,
and this was on
you're
Barstool,
not doing that.
The guy who writes the article makes a great point.
Yeah.
If he was erect, then...
The what?
If he was erect,
oh
then
God.
It's a crime. If he was flaccid, it was a prank.
is that the line? That's the line?
It's right in the article. It's fantastic. So wow. There you have it. So moral of the story, don't be a coach and then be the cook at the barbecue when you're serving hot dogs.
Would you do something like that?
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess we know who would can't
not
going to
lie about that. Yep, not doing that.
Definitely wouldn't do that either. There's no way.
I was once in front of the camera, and after the reduction, I just decided to be a producer.
Yeah, right.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, shout out to Jeff who said, hey, Barry, I just followed you only so I could see the pictures of Yancey. Well, thanks, Jeff. Big fan. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, pal.
There in a nutshell is why Yancey decided against giving up her Twitter handle.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I wouldn't do that. You don't want a bunch of creepy dudes following you like us, I guess. I don't know.
Well, at least someone that's on staff that's here before your show starts. That's...
Whew. Huh?
Oh, she does. Okay, according
AJ, to AJ is shouting she likes me with the full confidence of a man that maybe already has the digits.
Well, he's got a hot dog bun over there, too. I don't know what he's doing with
that. Hey, coach over there teaching fitness. I like fitness in this hot dog bun. Watch out now. Hey.
Guess what's for dinner?
AJ, are you going to talk to Yancey later? You're gonna put her on the show? You're gonna make her a third part of the blitz?
No?
Okay. All right. Our show doesn't need a crush like that. Says the guy that jumped up with his camera to snap the photo. All right.
He also claims Trey.
Oh yeah?
That's Barry's problem.
But I thought you said it was yours. I thought you brought him in.
You guys don't fight over Trey.
Oh, you found him.
It's not worth it.
Okay.
Don't.
Wow, don't. Lauren, we're still right here in front of us, but full participation mode in the show. Tweets a picture of some very small weenies and buns.
Wait, what?
And says, are these berry-sized buns?
I don't want to see this. Oh, yeah. That's
actually,
totally...
yeah, you do.
No, I'd have that about halfway through those. Yeah, totally. I swim a lot. All right, it's
scared turtle.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever. I'm a grower, not a shower. I don't know.
Barry's got a sandwich on the menu. The scared turtle. No.
What?
All right. I see. By the way, too, I was going to call you out on this. You broke your rule again. Did you not tweet? Did you not tweet about LeVar Ball?
I tweeted a statement. It had nothing to do with any topic in particular.
Okay.
I just said that LeVar Ball is the Skip Bayless of nobodies, and that he likes to talk a bunch of mess to get attention. That's all I tweeted. There wasn't any.
But you still violated your rule.
No. It was just a thought.
Out
he
loud.
He just reminds me of.
In public.
He just. Well, I mean, I didn't bring it up on the radio. Someone else just did that.
All right. Well, but I'm just saying.
Doesn't he? Don't you? I mean, do you
He's
disagree?
He's just got to go away.
Do you disagree that, he is literally, because that's all Skip Bayless does.
He's
I mean, we can agree
whore.
On that, right?
Yeah, he's an attention
yeah.
whore.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's all LeVar is. It surprised me that McHale was okay with it yesterday.
Okay with it was one thing. But to say that you're still going to draft the kid when you know how meddling the parents can be was interesting to me simply because I know coaches that think the exact opposite. And have acted as such and stayed away from a player simply because the parents are too meddling.
So if you are a GM with a pick 1 through 5,
yeah.
Are you taking him?
Depends on who else is there. I think AJ. We were having this conversation off the air too.
You're missing the point. But would you draft him if that was all that was left at 5?
Well, if that's all that's left.
If your first four options were gone.
I think you have to, but I think you also got to have a real hard conversation real early in the process and say, look, man, I don't care what y'all do off when.
But I think to Mikhail's
point. I'm not going to be dealing with your dad every day.
Yeah, but to Mikhail's point, the talent far outweighs the risk of a meddling dad.
Well,
in as much as if he was still there at 5, he's a top 5 pick in the NBA.
Right, and you got to take him.
Okay.
From a value perspective, Barry, you have to get value in the draft.
Of course.
I don't know where that line came from, and they're not assets either. But at the same time, if a top 5 pick falls to you, you have to take him.
Okay.
But, Thomas Robinson showed you how valuable that was. But at the same time, you look at this and you say, okay, look, you have to take him because he's talented, but you also sit him down right from the get-go and say, look, I'm not dealing with your dad every day. I'm just not doing it. So, you know, if you guys want to do your own thing for your own business opportunities in this BBB, big ball or whatever, big baller sport, you do that on your own time, but yeah. It ain't getting in the way of my program and what we're trying to do here as a team, that's for sure.
Somebody asked me last night on Twitter, and I know we got to go to break. I hear the music, Nick. But somebody asked me, who do you think out of that whole, you know, Ball equals Manning thing is going to be
Cooper
Manning? Which one of those three? I said the middle one. He always seems to get lost in the shuffle. You know, the young one scored the 98 points, cherry picking and half-playing defense. Yeah.
But here's the other thing. The one that scares me is the junior because you never saw him play, but everybody says he's good, and he's already committed to UCLA. But then they rested him for a good portion of the regular season so that he'd be ready for the high school playoffs.
Yeah.
And then they got knocked out in the regionals. So, I don't know. I mean.
Well, you know, according to LeVar.
According to LeVar, right. But according to Steve Alford, he better be right because he's already given scholarships to all three of them and commitments to all three of them. And I'd be worried about the younger two, especially when LeVar's this way already with Lon. How's he going to be with the? He's going to be even worse and overbearing with the other two.
Yep.
He was out yet last night. Was it last night or the other night? Ripping their high school coach for blaming it on the coach for the regional playoffs. That's solid.
Yep.
All right. So Barry and Joel from Twin Peaks here, I-10 Beaumont. Come on out and see us. Great place. Lots of televisions. Great scenery. And, of course, those NCAA games start about 6 o'clock. So get here, grab a table, happy hour, and then stay for the rest of the night. Watch some games. Have some fun. Fred and AJ will be here from 4 to 7. Otherwise, we're all going to be at Pinkerton's Barbecue tomorrow in the Heights. You can come out and see us there as well. Otherwise, hit us up on calls, text, and or Twitter. We are here till 4, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my eyes are out, I'm gonna rip this till my bone pull out. ESPN 97.5.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry from Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. Nick back at headquarters manning the fort as we continue to roll on until we turn it over to Fred and AJ in the Blitz at 4 o'clock. They'll take you till 7. Of course, the game's getting underway tonight in the NCAA Sweet 16 starting at 6:09 Central Time. And Barry's a West Virginia fan tonight. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
But some good matchups. You got the spreads as well. But we talked a little bit about it earlier in the show. Michigan at Oregon,
yep,
is the first one, and Michigan the hot team right now,
and also a 1-point favorite,
so pretty much almost a pick 'em.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, Vegas obviously gives them a slight edge. Purdue, Kansas is a 5-point favorite, and the one that I was more interested in, obviously, West Virginia and Gonzaga. Gonzaga is the favorite by 3, so I'm all right with that. That 3 points tells me there's a little bit of hope there.
Look, I mean, the Zags are a talented team, but I've said this when we were talking about this ever since the opening round, which is college is a whole lot different, college basketball than college football, or when you're looking at spreads and things like that, even in the NBA, than the NBA when you're talking about, you know, really important games. Because in the opening round, Florida State beat Florida Gulf Coast by 6.
Yeah.
And looking at that game from afar as an opening round game, you'd think it was a blowout. So, and you get to games that are this important. For some reason, these college games seem to be fairly close. But it'll be interesting to see because, like I said, I think from West Virginia's perspective, they got to make threes and they got to make outside shots and they got to stay really hot on the outside because the Zags have a really nice combination. They've got good bigs, really talented, skilled, smooth bigs on the post. And then they've got good guard play as well. They can penetrate, they can drive and dish, and they got guys that can knock it down. So the interesting game to me is that Kansas-Purdue game.
Yeah.
Because Purdue has bigs, and they're big and strong, and they're physical, and that's one way I think you can beat Kansas. I think Kansas' style of play made them the most vulnerable of the one seeds, even though they're obviously not the first one out. I just think the way Kansas plays, as well as they can blitz you by 40, they can catch be on the wrong side of a huge upset because of the fact that they play so small and fast, and a big team, if they can play their style, can get the advantage on them.
And the other one I didn't read from today,
yeah,
Xavier in Arizona. Zona is a 7.5-point favorite, so the biggest of the games today. And then tomorrow, I know you're interested in Wisconsin and Florida.
You can give it.
I mean, I know. Florida is a 1.5-point favorite. Baylor, South Carolina. Baylor is a 3.5-point favorite. UCLA, Kentucky is a pick 'em. Does that surprise you at all?
It does not. And I watched those two teams play earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was earlier in the year. But that's going to be a real fun game to watch.
Yep.
For any basketball fan, because it's going to be a lot of points up and down, a lot of scoring, a lot of athleticism, a lot of future NBA guys. That should be a fun game to watch.
And the last one, Butler, North Carolina, the biggest dog, the biggest difference on that day, tomorrow, North Carolina favored by 7.5 again. So the big favorites going into the Sweet 16 is Arizona and North Carolina in their matchups.
I think looking at Carolina, I hope they took their shock and scare game, and it's hopefully out of their system, because
yeah.
You know, for a lot of I really believe Arkansas should have beat them. They got hosed on a couple of calls, but overall Arkansas was again a close game where they were right there where they wanted to be, and they were in the lead by 5 with about 2.5-3 minutes to play.
Yeah.
I think they dodged a huge bullet. I hope Carolina comes back strong and they're done with it, because I picked them to win it all, so I hope that they hang around. But they scare me. It's good to see that the spread is like that. But I like the matchups. I mean, what's the Wisconsin spread?
1.5.
Oh, at least it's that close.
Yeah.
I expected Florida to be favored by about 5.
You know, again, I don't claim to be a college basketball expert because I don't watch it until it comes this time of year. But from what I saw from South Carolina, and you know, I did watch some Baylor. I think Carolina has what it takes to beat this team. I don't know
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. I don't think that they make a run, you know, Final Four. But I think they can beat Baylor. I do. Baylor is good. Don't get me wrong. But there was something about watching that team.
The key to South Carolina is get the other team to play their style, that helter-skelter, just athletic, up and down the floor, physical.
Yep.
And you can beat teams that way because I told you, a structured team like Duke that believes so much in Coach K and executing on both ends of the floor, and they got caught up because South Carolina was putting the pedal down and shoving it right down their throat and then getting real physical with them on the other end, and the refs were letting them play. That's the style of play they need to play to beat a team like Baylor as well, who Scott Drew, give him credit, man, with all the crap going on at Baylor, and for a while there he was in the heat of it about his recruiting practices, coaching practices, and tactics. But the bottom line is he's found a way to win there and win consistently, and they got a really nice team.
Nick is telling us in our ear that Georgetown is going to part ways with George Thompson III.
With John Thompson
John Thompson, excuse me, yeah.
Really?
Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me, simply because Dad is a legend. Dad handpicked his replacement.
Yep.
And, yeah, they've had a couple of down years the last couple of years, but he's also had some success there. That surprises me.
Did you see? Well, I think we talked about it on the show. Did you see when he and Chris Mullin got into it?
Maybe that was the.
You think that has no? That I mean,
I don't know, man. That's a bad
their inability
look.
To live up to the
to the hype.
Yeah,
yeah.
It probably had a lot
time,
more
it's still
to
a
do
bad
with.
Look. It's a bad look for Chris Mullin too. And I mean, he's trying to actually make a name for St. John's again, who's fallen off the planet. But that's a bad look when two coaches are dropping F bombs at players and getting
like
all
it.
Into it.
I like
it was
it.
Fun to watch. I will say that definitely. Fun to watch, but that's shocking. So Georgetown looking for a new basketball
coach.
Yeah,
I think we got a call, Nick. Is Shay there?
Yeah, we've got Shay on hold.
Shay, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good, man. Good.
Barry, I think you're going to be right on that West Virginia pick, man. There's a lot of games I'm interested in tonight and tomorrow, but I think West Virginia wins straight up. Gonzaga doesn't handle ball pressure well. They had 28 turnovers to 19 assists against two teams that don't really pressure well in Northwestern and South Dakota State, and that full-court press of West Virginia. I wasn't high on them earlier, but I think in this matchup, I think the Mountaineers beat them straight up. I don't think Gonzaga is going to handle that pressure well. So,
you know, I used a lot of, because I don't watch the games day in and day out like everybody else, but I used a lot of analytics and stuff like that when I started making the picks. But then once I started watching them play in the tournament and seeing that press, I thought, all right, well, maybe that backs up some of what the numbers told me as far as picking them to make it to the Final Four. So I hope you're right, Shay.
Yeah, I mean, they were having a lot of trouble scoring in the half court. And, you know, if you can handle their pressure, they become really stagnant on offense. But they actually did well against Notre Dame. And I think if they can be at least passable when they're in the half court offensively, I think they can win. I think they're going to beat Gonzaga, though.
Good deal, man. Thanks for the call.
There's the pep talk you needed, Barry.
Yeah, I hope he's right. I hope I'm right, because my bracket, if they lose, I'm done.
Yeah, but you were willing to take a chance. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Everybody picks the same old in a lot of ways and sticks with a lot of ones and high seeds. But you got to have a couple upsets. You got to have, like I said, Granato took Michigan to the Final Four, and if they do, he'll probably be in the driver's seat to win the pool. So if you're in for pool purposes, that's you got to take a shot.
Yep.
I'm not Fred or AJ. I'm not that big into it. But I would think that the more people you get in the pool, I think we talked about. You got to be willing
gotta
to take
more upsets,
one or two chances.
Hey Nick, are we going to break or do we have time to get Brian?
You want to go to break, Brian, first? Real quick?
Go ahead.
It's up to you. You tell us.
Let's take Brian real quick. Get him in.
We got Brian. What's up, Brian? Real quick.
What's up,
Brian? Hey, you guys there?
Yeah, yep. Man.
Yeah, short story, you guys. I know you got up against it or whatever, but so I walk into a Subway, right? And this girl walks in behind me, so I, hold the door open. And I guess the guy behind the counter assumed that we were together because when she got to the counter to pay, he looks at me and he's like, "These are together, right?" So I was like, no, shake it off, whatever. Well, she looks at me and goes, "Does that mean you're not buying me dinner?" And like off the cuff, I said, "Depends on what you're cooking for breakfast, basically." And
nice.
And and I'm not nearly that clever, so it was totally accidental. But I ended up like we dated for a few months, whatever. Not a big deal, but got her number completely.
So now what? You got her number? You didn't have breakfast?
No, not that next day. We went.
Oh, bro! What the hell? You just wasted all that genius.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got it. I got it later, so it was fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. As long as you had breakfast at some point, That's all that matters. All right.
So you got your lunch, and your dessert was on tape delay, but at least you got fed at some point. That's a good point.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call, Brian.
All right, plenty more show to get to. If you want to join us with two in the books, 1 hour to go, please feel free to join the show. 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or call us or hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects right here, 1 to 4, every day, Monday through Friday, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.